Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. The radio commentary is brought to you by the National Corn Growers Association, Crop Life America, and the Renewable Fuels Association. They are friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. We have our federal government budget bill passed and signed by President Trump, and a generous relief package also. Now's the time to give up on the election challenges. However, I would stress that we need to make sure that future elections are fair and honest. The public deserves a voting system that they have confidence in. The United States of America needs to set an example for the rest of the world. Okay, looking ahead, we can expect global warming and climate change to be in the headlights. The ag industry needs to look for ways to benefit from this Biden administration priority. And the place to start is to withdraw carbon dioxide from the atmosphere, put it in the soil. Some very big ag companies, including Bayer, Nutrien, and Cargill, want us to adopt climate-friendly practices. Plants draw carbon dioxide from the air, combine it with water and sunlight, and put it in the soil. The carbon stays in the soil, and the oxygen goes back into the air. I don't pretend to understand the details of this process. However, perhaps farmers could be paid for their work to fight global warming. We would be using our fields to capture more carbon. Another political recommendation is to increase the Acres in Conservation Reserve program. That would be good for the soil and the climate. If the land in Conservation Reserve is along rivers and lakes, that would help to clean up the water running into our streams. And also, a cutback in crop acres would help to boost our prices. If our cropland can be used to block global warming, perhaps our livestock industry can make a contribution. There's a recent article in the Wall Street Journal that really got my attention. Smithfield, the nation's largest pork producer, is working on a production change. Big hog farms have used big lagoons to capture manure from the barns. And then the methane gas from the lagoons goes up in the air. But methane is a greenhouse gas that we don't want in our air. So the answer is to cover the lagoons, capture the methane, and funnel it into a pipeline and onto a power plant. It can be burned for heat. This process of diverting methane into the energy grid is growing fast. Dairy farms as well as hog farms can see the opportunity. Capture the methane and sell it. I'm not even convinced that mankind is responsible for global warming, but perhaps some of these creative ideas could make a difference. Happy New Year, and I am John Block from Washington.